The Republican primary to decide who will replace retiring Congressman Richard Hanna on the GOP ballot in New York's 22nd congressional district is just days away. Throughout four debates held this month, the candidates, State Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney, Cazenovia businessman Steve Wells, and Binghamton teacher George Phillips, showed few differences on the major campaign issues. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, there was no shortage of friction.
The debates covered many topics, but the candidates kept referring back to a central theme, rein in Uncle Sam. The three conservatives were in unison about rolling back regulations, lowering tax rates, and reducing the national government's role in education. But on WIBX's First News with Keeler, the candidates agreed with George Phillips that the federal government does have a role to play in supporting legal immigration.
We do need to secure the border. We do need to not give a free pass to those who are here illegally.
Despite their common conservative leanings, the candidates did show slight disagreement on how to tackle some of the country's most pressing issues. They said calls for more gun control following the deadly mass shooting at an Orlando gay nightclub does not get at the heart of the problem. Claudia Tenney said on Time Warner Cable News that the focus should be on defeating the terrorist group ISIS.
The answer is not to put more onerous rules on our legal gun owners. The issue is, again, goes back to our security.
Phillips and Tenney said they opposed the gun control measures that recently failed on the Senate floor. But Wells said he could stomach an amended version of one of those bills that would stop people on the suspected terrorist watch list from purchasing guns, as long as they have the ability to appeal it.
There's got to be a way that have a way to be cleared off that watch list before we violate their civil rights.
Wells also broke from the pack on abortion. He said debating the issue was a waste of time because the Supreme Court has already legalized it.
You're not going to convince people on either end to change their mind on the subject matter right now. And this is what the Congress can do. We can waste our time fighting about things. Or as a business person, I can tell you what we need to do to get jobs growing here in upstate New York. And we got real issues of our national security.
But it did not take long for each debate to devolve into a divisive argument. Tenney repeatedly went after each of her opponents, which is emblematic of what has become a very acrimonious primary battle. She ripped into Wells and his company's $10,000 donation to Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign.
Somebody asked Steve Wells, please, why would you give $10,000 to Andrew Cuomo last year if you don't support his policies? Why?
Stephen Wells.
Well, the Assemblywoman loves to throw stones, but the fact of the matter is she doesn't get her facts right. Our company does not have millions in contracts, and she knows that. And in
That's
fact,
true.
And she's making a
Cuomo's biggest donor.com.
Well, excuse me, Bill, who gets to speak now?
Assemblywoman, that's Stephen Wells' time.
Okay, so the fact of the matter is that she's making allegations of pay to play. There's utterly no proof of this. It's utter complete falsity and nonsense.
Tenney also criticized endorsements Phillips has received, saying they should be discounted because they're from the political establishment. Hamilton College government professor Philip Klinkner says Tenney's aggressive style is likely a result of the multiple negative ads run against her by an outside political action committee that is supported by the Oneida Indian Nation.
Negative advertising works pretty well, and that whenever you start running negative ads, the sort of tone's going to change, the bitterness level's going to rise.
Those ads were brought up in the debates, leading to a spat between Tenney and Phillips on WIBX's First News with Keeler.
I have nothing to do with all these ads that you're talking about here. From this
you
group.
Haven't condemned a single ad, and you know that these ads
it's
aren't
not,
true. You know that you've had $600,000 provided to you by the Washington establishment to run.
It's not her time.
These are the rules that...
He's addressing the question to me.
Yes, but these are the rules that you guys agreed to.
You know it's false, and
he's
keep repeating it, and this is my
They're not
time.
False. I tell the truth, and the voters know it.
A recent poll by the newly independent Liberty Opinion Research Group found that Tenney is neck and neck with Wells 32-31%, with Phillips in a distant third. The primary vote takes place on Tuesday, and the Republican victor will go on to battle Democrat Kim Myers, a Broome County legislator. The 22nd district covers portions of eight counties in central New York. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.